never parley. We will never negotiate with Hitler or any of his gang. We shall fight him by land. We shall fight him by sea. We shall fight him in the air. Until, with God's help, we've rid the earth of his shadow and liberated its peoples from his yoke.
For a while we must part, but remember me, sweetheart, till the lights of London shine again.
Before and after the solemn and moving wreath-laying ceremony, I wandered amongst the people, stopping to have a word with them about being here, what it means today, and what it meant.
My regiment was the Rifle Brigade, but there was 100 of us sent from England to reinforce our battalion in Italy. And when we arrived at Naples, they cut the 100 of us into two halves, and half went to the regiment of the Oxenbucks, and I went with my half to the King's Own Yorkshire Light Infantry. So we came to Anzio, and on the night of April the 10th, 11th of April, I was blown up by a mine. And I've had 9 operations on my back. I'm a very lucky man not to be paralysed.
How old were you on that day?
I volunteered, and I put my age up. 1.5 years.
Why was it so important?
Because in England, when the Germans were bombing London, we had 2 houses that we lived in, both bombed. And I said to my parents, I'm going to go and pay Adolf Hitler back. I'm going to kill him. So I volunteered. Of course, the office said, you are too young. So I went away, told a lie, wrote a letter. My father signed it, and I came back, and I made out that I was 18 and not 16 and a half.
Have you ever regretted that?
Oh, no, no, no.
My name is Ken Folkes. I think the main aspect of all this and the main content of it is to remember that we ourselves are the lucky ones, and we must not forget those who are no longer with us. And for me, I view and look at these people, and though I don't know any of them that are in these graves, they're still part of the eventual victory.
So it's about remembering.
Remembering, and also to make sure that the authorities never let this sort of thing happen again. And for goodness sake, let the young people try and remember that they have got the freedom that these fellows here gave their lives for, and that freedom should be well taken care of. That's what I think. When you look round at it, and most of these lads in here, we're in the age group of 21, 22 and 23, maybe some a little bit older. But I think to myself, now that I have a son who is 45, I hope that I might be able to pass down the importance of what these fellas put their lives down for.
It's so important to remember.
Well, so we should. Everyone should.
Everyone.
So don't try and stop it happening again.
So you actually got the responsibility to make people who weren't there understand what happened.
Yes, of course. We had to. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
What is it all about? Is it a lesson?
Yes.
Yeah. What lesson is it?
Well, that war is futile. It is futile, isn't it? Futile. Unnecessary.
Good night, children.